The Gemara says on the bottom of Chavda Amud Aleph that brings the right from Yisra, Tashma, because Yisra Chayis Moshe, Eilu, Zvachim, Elokim. And the Gemara answers that Yisra Nami Kodim Antar Hava, Yisra was before Antar Hava. So back to Mark Asha, Nichel, Lamandam, Yisra Kodim Antar Hava, Lamandam, Yisra, Lachim Antar Maik, Lameymar, Eli Yisra Mishra Zavan, you have to say that Yisra was Mishra Zavan. So Gemara brings down the Machlokes, famous Machlokes, but the Yisra was Lachim Antar, Kodim Antar. And I once heard a Baldik Ara that if you hold Yisra came Lachem Antara, comes out of Peldik Azach, it comes out that the children of Moshe Rabbeinu did not participate in Antara. They were not there B'Shas Antara because Yisra brought the B'nai Moshe with him when he came back. He brought Moshe Rabbeinu's wife and children. And if he came Lachem Antara, that means that they didn't join Klai, so they'll tell Lachem Antara. So you have children of Moshe Rabbeinu who missed out on the Maimed Hanifla, the site of everything, missed out on Antara, the Peldik Azach, that they're Yidden and Klai, so they were not there B'Shas Antara. Something very difficult to understand. And the Emma says that this kasha is already asked by the Rishonim, the Taisus of Ben Elchanan over here. Often not, Mamish asks this question, and he blab shver. He says on the B'dir Maskel, Yisra Nami, Kodim Antar Hava, and the Magia, it's a mistake, I should say Acham Antar Hava. So at the end of the shtickle, he says, V'yesh Tema, in Cain, Al Cain, B'nei Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Hayu B'shasma Antar, L'man Dama Acham Antar by Yisra. So he says it's a Tema, it's a Paltak Zach. How could it be that the children of Moshe Rabbeinu were not there, B'shasma Antar, L'fi the Mandama that Yisra came? Lachem Antares. So Mamash asks this question, he blabs sure, he blabs sure, and he doesn't answer it. He can't understand how could it be that the children of Moshe Rabbeinu were not there, B'shas Ma'antar. But it's interesting to note that the Meral Diskin, Al-Tara, also asks this question. He talks, says a Teretz on the Pasuk, Yikach Yisra, Meral Diskin asks this question. He says, how could it be if you hold Yisra Lachem Antar, but he talking to the Hebbim Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, Eitzel Ma'antar, could it be that the children of Moshe Rabbeinu himself were not there, B'shas Ma'antar? How could that be? And then he asks another question. He says, Halu, how you Gamkin Levim? Also, they're Levim. If they were not there, B'shas Ma'antar, how could they be Levim? They didn't get a din Levi if they're not there, B'shas Ma'antar, which this is Tzarech Bir, why that's Pashatim, that you need to be there, B'shas Ma'antar, to get a din of a Levi, but that's what he's assuming. And Mele says, it's Shver, how could it be that they weren't Levim? How could it be that they weren't there, B'shas Ma'antar? So he wants to say, Allah Kach Tzarechom, the base Ma'antar, Shalach Meshabin, Likra Isim, Uba Imam. So he learns a chiddushik of pshat that b'shas ma'antar Moshe Rabbeinu sent for his children and wife to come, and the taka came. They were there b'shas ma'antar, then they went back, and then they came again later with Yisrael. So the taka were there b'shas ma'antar. Yisrael sent them to be there b'shas ma'antar, and later then they went back and came again. So if that comes out that about it, they were there, they didn't miss out, and there were no yidden who missed out on the Maimel of Mount Tara. But again, from Taisa Ben Elchanan over here, you see, not like that. He assumes Kepashus Advam that they were not there, B'Shas Mount Tara, and he remains with his Kasha. How could it be that B'nai Moshe Rabbeinu missed out on Mount Tara?